Association, Sangha, is the answer to every question and the question to every answer. Association is how we get blessings. Association is how we get curses. Association is how we exchange one for the other. How you clear the curses and enhance the blessings. So anything and everything comes from the association. So there is a very famous verse. Tulayama lavena pi nasvargam napunar bhavam. Yes? Bhagavat Sanghi Sangasya Martinam Kim Udashishaha. That's in the Bhagavatam. It says that even a split second, a very small moment, cannot of association with Bhagavatas with God's devotees, cannot be compared to any material. To heavenly planets, to the heavenly planets, we have heavenly planets, where I know it's hard to believe, but it's even more pleasant than in Tivoli. I just went to Tivoli just before 3 hours, and you would not believe, it was so nice. There were such nice birds chirping there. It was not too hot, not too cold. It was very green, and there were deer. And I was telling the deer Hare Krishna, and he was trying to figure out what I'm saying, and I said, wait, I will take a better picture. And he let me come closer, but not too close. Anyway, so so that's why I'm saying that heavenly planets are even better than Tivoli. So all the trees in the heavenly planets fulfill your desires and produce any fruit. Yes? Like you can come to a tree and say, I want an ice cream with vanilla and blackberry. Okay, so that's a proof that here is like heavenly planets or better. It's actually Vaikuntha. It's the spiritual world. Yes. That's, we have two program plus here. You know, we have program plus at 7. It will be ice cream for the ears and the heart. And before we'll have ice cream for all the other digestive organs also. So, heavenly planets, the heavenly planets, nasvargam, napunarva, or liberation, becoming free from all suffering. Becoming free from all suffering, becoming free from all the meaninglessness. So, in this world, we don't like meaninglessness. Some going in, we call it going in circles. Yeah? Going in circles or chasing your own tail. This is something meaningless, something that has no meaning. So, this is going in circles from life to life. So, you become free. You become free from that. So, what to speak about any other things available here? Nothing can compare to just a split second, very, very small time with you, with devotees of Krishna. Yes. When did I quote? Oh, that was in an online, because I... class. In Chaitanya Charitamrita we have a very beautiful verse, excellent for beginning any talk. Shri Chaitanya Padam Bhoja Madhupebhyo Namo Namah Katam Chidashaya Dyesham Shapitat Ganda Bhagbhavet. My respectful obeisances to all devotees and worshippers and followers of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who are like honeybees. You're like honeybees collecting honey from the lotus of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. Because even a dog, by approaching devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Even a dog will get some of that honey. Usually you don't give honey to the dogs, but devotees of Chaitanya will give honey to the dogs also. No problem. Even ice cream is possible. So, association is the process. In the Bhagavad Gita we have four verses describing the essence of all knowledge. So that's called Chaturshloki Gita. The whole Gita in four verses. So this is in chapter 10. And we have one verse describing the reality, which, come to think of it, is actually quite humorous. You know, how many verses do you need to describe reality? One is enough, right? Why do you need more than one? One verse should be enough. Then one verse describes the method to achieve perfection. And then two verses describe perfection, the supreme perfection, two verses, loving exchange with Krishna. So which verse describes the process of achieving perfection? So that's a famous and beautiful verse. Tesham satata yuktanam, bhajatam priti purvakam, dadami buddhi yogam, yena mam upayantite. So Krishna says, the thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me. Their lives... To those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, Krishna says. I've mixed my verses. Sorry, yes. That was the right verse, the wrong Sanskrit. Yes. It's also good, giving, Krishna says that to those who serve me with love, I give intelligence by which they come to me. So just like you have just observed that not all of you knew this verse by heart in Sanskrit, but practically everybody repeated. That's Krishna giving you intelligence. It's a half joke. And so that's already some reciprocation from Krishna. But the verse describing the method is verse 9. That was verse 10, and verse 9 describes the method. Matchita, so consciousness of Krishna. The thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me. Madgata prana, their lives are fully devoted to my service. Prana means life air. So you all know about pranayama, breathing. Yes, in Ljubljana everybody is doing pranayama. It's Zelena Prestolnica Europe. Yes, you have some air to breathe. You have Tivoli, you have everything. And air moves your senses. So we use our breath and senses to serve. So this is thoughts, senses, or body. And they derive great satisfaction and bliss from always enlightening one another and conversing about me. Enlightening one another and conversing about me. So we should give to Krishna our BMW. Body, mind, words. Each one of you has this super, some people have whatever, BMW X4, X5, you have X1 million, the best vehicle in the universe, which can take you to Vaikuntha, to the spiritual world. So we try to connect our body through service to Krishna, our mind by thinking about Krishna, and the key is the tongue. So we speak about Krishna and we hear about Krishna. The tongue is the steering wheel. as in a vehicle, you have a steering wheel. So what you speak about, that's where you go. What you ask about, that's where you move. What you hear about, that's where you go. Some years ago, I was in Vrindavan. I was going through a very nice course, Bhakti Vaibhava and Bhakti Vedanta, and I was in a class listening, and then I was re-listening the recordings, and then somehow I couldn't hear that in the class, but on the recording I heard that my teacher Burijan Prabhu is saying that so after you die, you when they ask you, where do you want to go, what will you say? So I heard it. So what do you want if they ask you after you die? What do you want? Where do you want to go? What is your preference? So I thought, who will ask me? Come on, you know, nobody's going to ask me where do you want to go. They'll just put me somewhere. And I thought, no, actually all the scriptures, all the books of wisdom say that if you tried some spiritual practice, you will get help after you die. So death is, in fact, for somebody who has gotten at least a touch of spiritual practice, is not one moment, it's a long process. It's a long process. We have had Ratha Yatra just now in Rijeka, and you had Mahavishnu Swami there. Who knows Mahavishnu Swami? So he has an old song he recorded many years ago. He's playing the guitar and he's singing, and he's narrating. He's narrating, one time in India we were traveling, and then we went from one city to another in a car, and then we are driving through a field. I forgot which field. Some field. You remember that? Did you hear this? And then he says, all of a sudden there is a truck going from the other side, and the truck suddenly takes the wrong, moves into the wrong lane, into our lane, and then boom! And then all of a sudden I see our car far below. And then I see my body is also there. And then I see the sky, and I look in the sky, and then I see Jesus Christ, whom I saw in the kindergarten and in the school. And then I see Lord Buddha, about whom I read in my university. So Buddha came. And then I see Jesus Christ, Lord Buddha, and then I see Srila Prabhupada walking with a cane and saying, what did I tell you to do when you die? Oh, Srila Prabhupada, yes, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And then all of us, and then he says, I forgot, I didn't see anything anymore. And then I woke up in the hospital. So he was sent back to the to his body. So sometimes you get second chances. So this is in fact described in many books, and it's also the experience of many devotees. There's one devotee I always describe how he died. But I probably told this story already four times here. So if you want, you just ask me afterwards. Yeah. When we have questions. So yes, you get help. You get help. If you did some spiritual practice, then you will definitely get help. So therefore, I was listening to this class, and then I remembered, oh yeah, that's true. They may ask you, where do you want to go? So then I thought, well, we all know what's the best place to go. What is the best place to go? Goloka Vrindavan, yes, Goloka Vrindavan, yes. That's the supreme planet, Goloka, in the spiritual world in Vaikuntha. But then I thought, who will take me to Goloka Vrindavan? Okay, I know it's good, but who will, you know, come on. Who are we kidding, you know? It's maybe some exalted devotees may go there, but I will not, you know, obviously they will not take me. Okay, so then if not Goloka Vaikuntha, yeah, okay, that's good. But maybe I can continue somewhere here. So what, where can I go in this universe? Which place? So then I started thinking, okay, what do I want? What do I want? It's interesting to have mystic powers, right? Which normal human being did not fantasize about a magic wand in your childhood? Did you think about magic wand anywhere? Yes, or about some touchstone which fulfills your desires, or some other, or a fairy that gives you any wishes or whatever, golden fish or something, yeah? And then you think, okay, how to, some mystic powers, you want to have some, or you want to fulfill some desires, right? So that's normal. So that sounds interesting, to be able to, you know, to have some mystic powers. So I thought, maybe I will remember my childhood fantasies, and maybe I could ask about some mystic powers. But then I thought, well, then that's easy. They just put you in Siddha Loka, Charana Loka, Vidyadhara Loka. There are planets like this, and everybody has these mystic powers there. And I thought, but if everybody has, what's special about it? You know, it's like, it's very normal, you know. It's like, you know, if everybody's hungry, then you fantasize about bread. But if you're not hungry, then why would you seek to get some bread, right? So I was thinking, and then finally I thought, actually there is one blessing that's absolutely perfect and wonderful anywhere, in any planet, whether you go to the supreme planet or not. And this is hearing and chanting about Krishna with devotees. So getting together with devotees and discussing spiritual topics about Krishna. So this is an absolute blessing. Because you can see, when Parikshit was dying, then all the mystics from the whole universe came to talk about Krishna, to talk about the spiritual topics. From every planet, they all got together. They could go anywhere, but they came to discuss Krishna Katha. So I thought, yes, this sounds like the best blessing. This sounds like the best thing to do. And then I thought, but this is already possible now. You don't have to die. You can come to the temple, you can go to the place where devotees are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, and you can read, you can speak, you can talk, you can ask, you can discuss. So this way, suddenly it turned out that the highest blessing is available right now. Hare Krishna. Immediately. So that's the very special mercy. Jai Shri Panchatattva Ki Jai. Did I understand correctly that I speak for half an hour more? Till 5? Yeah? Okay. I will not speak half an hour more, don't worry. It'll be shorter. But just so I don't... So, spiritual association, discussing Krishna Katha, discussing the spiritual topics. Do you have some questions so far, or some comments? Durlabha Gaura Hari.
You mentioned when you die, they ask you where you want to go. intelligence.
Yes.
In that moment, your emotion was your most attractive.
Yes. Yes.
I think it's more like that.
Did you die already this life?
I went out of the body.
All right. Okay. That sounds interesting. Who's we have to give him the next lecture to describe this experience. Yes. Yes. True. Our teachers will come to help. In fact, at that time, this is the main thing, that they will be coming and they will try to convince us, make the best choice. Make the best choice and don't choose emotionally. And it continues for days, many days, this moment, this time after death. So, in giving just one verse description of the process to achieve perfection, body, mind, and words, Krishna gives the biggest amount of attention to the words. So the mind, just mat chitta. The body, just mat gata prana. And then for the words, he says, bodhayanta, waking each other up, or enlightening each other. Buddha, Lord Buddha's name comes from this same word, bodha, buddhi. So each other, so we need each other's association. Parasparam, each other, yes. Yes. Kathayantascha nityam. Nityam means regularly. Of course, there is one more detail. Tushyanticha ramanticha. So here is the rule. You must do this in bliss. Okay? In fact, this is one of the most difficult things. To be satisfied is a big austerity. It's very easy to be dissatisfied. But it's the first rule of yoga. You must be happy. Alles klar? So this is also, so we need to do this with taste. Another, how to say, we need to find taste. We search for it, and then we find it, and we share that taste. And then Krishna guides us. So first it comes from practice, and then Krishna gives more and more taste. So we know what attracts us in the spiritual world. So there are 12 rasas, 12 relationships, 5 major relationships with Krishna. Srila Prabhupada begins the Gita from it, neutral relationship of knowledge, then more intimate of service, then friendship, becoming friends with Krishna, then parental, taking care of Krishna as a child, and amorous love, conjugal love. 5 main relationships plus 7 additional relationships. So some teachers say that here that's included in this verse. So this Vrindavan taste, Vrindavan raga nuga sadhana is included in this verse and glorified in this verse. But everything is possible only through the association. Without having the association, it doesn't work. So Krishna has declared that he doesn't give mercy directly, which is very good news. Well, it's a little bad, but very good. A little bad in the sense that if you see Krishna directly, then he says, nope, I can't give you. As Durvasa came to Lord Vishnu and says, sorry, I can't give you mercy. Because he says, I give this choice of this deciding who gets mercy and who doesn't to my devotees. And this is very good news, because it means that all of you can decide, oh Krishna, please give mercy to him and him and her and her and her and him and her and him and him. And Krishna has to give, because he says, I don't decide myself, my devotees decide. So this is your responsibility. You have the responsibility. You are the, I think they have some very fancy English word, bursar, one who carries the purse with money, or treasurer. You are Krishna's treasurers. You carry the treasure of Krishna's mercy. You decide where it goes. So Krishna waits for you to ask him, please bless this person, that person, and that person. And don't worry about Krishna running out of mercy. That's his mercy, and he has infinite supply. He has infinite supply of mercy. So you can pray, you can offer Krishna's mercy generously. You can offer it a lot. And, of course, this is also a secret, that if you distribute, then you also handle this mercy. Maybe also you will get some mercy. Krishna also, in fact, Krishna says at the end here in the Bhagavad Gita, that one who, he says, never there will be anybody more dear to me than the one who tries to distribute my mercy in this world. So when you try to distribute Krishna's mercy to others, you get his mercy also. So association is the solution, is the answer to everything. Ramanujacharya, one of his last instructions, he says, if you tried everything, you tried really, really everything, nothing worked, then just go to devotees, just sit with devotees. Just sit with devotees, just hang out with them. Sometimes we think, that's very exalted devotees. He must have some special certificate, senior devotee. Maybe you remember Krishna Kshetra Maharaj came here some years ago, and on his parikrama bag he had a button, very funny. I think from London he brought it. It said, senior member of community. I think we should print some of, we should make some such buttons here and give it to all of you. So you could be a card-carrying member, a senior member, card-carrying senior member to distribute mercy. this is the process. There is one beautiful book, Hari Bhakti Sudodaya, which describes a story. This is a story about the power of association, and it's a story about one very, very sinful brahmana. It says this brahmana never chanted any mantras, never gave even 1 euro cent of donation in charity. Never even offered water to anybody. Never offered extended hospitality to anybody. Never did anything that was good. And he was a drunkard and something else, so very sinful. All sin, nothing good. And so he went to the forest to collect some dry wood to sell this dry wood in the market and buy some booze. How do we say booze in Slovenian? Kako? Schnaps? Pijat? No, alcohol is alcohol, but booze is booze. Viața. Sunt viața, ok. Coco? All right. so he was in the forest, and it was too much. So already the emissaries of hell were watching him. The servants, Yamadutas came to take him back home to hell. And they sent one snake. The snake was waiting already in the grass to bite this sinful Brahmana as soon as he approaches the grass. And everything was prepared to take him down. And he already was approaching the snake. The snake was already getting ready. And then he saw a beautiful emerald plant. And he thought, it looks very colorful. And this was Tulasi. You can see we have Tulasi there in the glass house nearby. Here in Ljubljana, very often you have very bright, very beautiful green emerald Tulasi. So he saw this beautiful Tulasi plant and he thought, oh, I have a neighbor who, he has these deities, he worships the deities, whatever, you know, these brahmanas, they always do something strange. So he thought, I will bring him this beautiful green plant, maybe he can decorate the altar. They always do some, you know, some decoration of the altar in the temple, and it looks nice. Maybe he'll give me at least some few rupees or something. He will give me. So he immediately took a few twigs of Tulasi. And as soon as he touched Tulasi, the Yamadutas immediately had the alarm bells going off. Tulasi, don't approach a person who touches Tulasi. Yamaraj, the ruler of hell, told them in Canto 6, don't, if somebody touches the Tulasis, don't approach such a person. So that's why all of us have Tulasi, and then they say, ah. Of course, you can't cheat death, really, so that's, shouldn't be proud. But, at any rate, the Yamadutta saw, he has touched the Tulasis, the Tulasi plant, so they immediately gave the signal to the snake, okay, wait, don't bite him, you can't bite him now. So the snake stopped, and then the Brahmana collected this Tulasi and started carrying this Tulasi to the village. So the Yamadutas are walking, you know, a little in the back. Poor snake is also, you know, trying to slither behind. They are waiting for him to let go of the Tulasi twigs, so that they can finally take him away. And so he brings this Tulasi to the neighbor, and he says, hey neighbor, look what a beautiful plant I've brought. So the neighbor, Brahmana, looks at the Tulasi, at him, and then he sees, oh, there are Yamadutas. And then he says, oh, in the grass there is a snake. And then he says, you know what? As soon as you let go of this Tulasi, you are finished. You will go to hell. He says, what do you mean? How do you mean go to hell? Why should I go to hell? Right? So then he explains, and then he says, come here. Come inside. He brings him inside. And he said, you offer this Tulasi to Lord Narayan. You sing some mantras. And he started engaging him in devotional service. So the Yamadutta saw and said, lost cause. So, let's go. The snake, let's go. And they went wherever they had to go, back to their other duties. So this is a story from the Hari Bhakti Sudodaya about the power of association. So in this case, it was the association just with the devotee in the form of a plant. Even such association has such tremendous power. Right. Should I tell this story about our illustrious Devendra Gopal? He can't say no because he's doing the puja. he was on a ship in India. He will correct me later. Oh, he will drop a brick on my head. Brick of ice cream or something. He was in India on a ship, and he asked for some exotic plant. And they brought him Tulsi. And so he, on his ship, he was worshiping, he was taking care, worshiping, now he's worshiping, before he was taking care of a Tulsi plant. And look what it brought to him. Now he is worshiping day and night. Of course he looks happy. But there are so many stories. There's another story, Madame Maharaj, he loves to tell these stories. There was some lady in Siberia whose neighbor was a devotee, so she gave her the Tulsi plant during a vacation. She went away, so she asked her, please water like this, like that, from time to time. And this is a very special sacred plant, so we are singing for this plant. So in the morning we sing for Tulsi Arati. So then this neighbor, she started singing Karmi songs to the Tulsi. Of course, there are some songs that are very spiritual. Let it be, let it be. Here comes the sun. Yeah. After that, you ask Mishu, he will supply you the playlist for this. Yeah, and she became a devotee also, just by singing songs to the Tulsi plant. Anyway, so there are many stories about some simple-looking forms of association and the power of blessings that this gives us. Maybe to conclude, I want to read a nice verse from Vrindavan Mahimamrita for you. This is Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad, who says, Asmin dustara gorasam sriditara tapatrayena nisham bradastam krishito syativanamanag prapnoshi sandukshanam. He says, so he's a monk in Vrindavan, so he says, I don't know whom he says to, he says, brother, are you trapped in the jungle of repeated birth and death? Horrible jungle, yeah? Can you find not even a moment's relief from the threefold sufferings? The words of scripture don't tell you how to escape? Simply meditate in your heart on the trees of Vrindavan, which are so dear to Lord Krishna. Hare Krishna. So just meditating on the trees of Vrindavan, like Tulsi Devi, you can get the supreme, you can get some supreme blessings. However, if you are ready for an upgrade, because Tulsi will not tell you you're eating too much. Tulsi will not tell you get up earlier. But devotees can, right? So the next, like in that old story about a Christian saint who was living somewhere in the forest, and then the bears and the wolves and the lions would not touch him. He became so saintly and peaceful. So then there was a monastery nearby, so the abbot from a nearby monastery came to him and he said, oh brother, you're so exalted. I see that even wolves and bears don't bite you, don't attack you. So if you want to move to the next higher level, why don't you come and live in our monastery and try to live with the brothers? So that this way you can exercise your higher skills of cooperation and living together with the other practitioners. it's an old parable, old story. Hare Krishna. Sadhu Sangha Sarva Shastra Koye Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha Sarva Siddhi Hoye. All the Shastra, all the scripture says again and again, association with sadhus, with spiritual practitioners, is the source of Sarva Siddhi, all perfections, any perfection you can imagine. Even a moment of association, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, even a moment of association can bring you everything. Hare Krishna. Okay, so any questions or comments or doubts or suggestions or yes?
I would like to ask how important it is to discuss philosophy when associating
with devotees besides just chanting, or is it enough just to chant together with the devotees? Okay. Actually, maybe, could you please repeat with the microphone so that the internet audience also?
How important is to discuss philosophy when associating with devotees besides just chanting? Is it enough just to chant together with devotees?
Krishnaska Raj Goswami says, Siddhanta bolye chitta na koro alasa. Don't be lazy about discussing philosophy. Because by becoming fixed in proper philosophy, your attachment or attraction for Krishna will also become fixed. So I sometimes quote the wife of Krishna Dharma Prabhu. I think she's the wife of Krishna Dharma Prabhu. Well, I'm 99.9999% sure that she's his wife. He's the one who's presented the English rendition of the Mahabharata many years ago. Now it's he's done also the Ramayana and the Bhagavatam. It's on Audible. Can hear even on Amazon Kindle and on Audible. You have his Mahabharata. So she's brought attention to something that Prabhupada writes in chapter 13. It's the description of 20 elements of knowledge. So there Prabhupada says that there are four keys to happy family life. Hare Krishna. I should have started with this, no? No, it's okay. I shouldn't joke too much. I'm joking too much. He says, Four principles. So chant together, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Accept the remnants of foodstuffs offered to Krishna, prasad. Have some discussion on books like Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. That's philosophical discussion. And engage oneself in deity worship. So four things, yeah? So she said, three things everybody does. So singing Hare Krishna, okay, we sing. Then prasad, well, you have to eat, and then to eat you offer to Krishna, so you have some deity you offer to the deity. But then, you know, philosophy, tomorrow. Sunday, on Sunday you go to this. I don't remember how she expressed this precisely, but she said that they didn't pay much attention to this. And then she noticed, and then she noticed this place here, and then they made it an important part of their daily family program. And she saw a big change in the atmosphere. So basically, if we discuss philosophy with friends, then philosophy is either an official program, or if we discuss philosophy, Krishna conscious philosophy with friends, it means that for us this Krishna conscious philosophy is part of our real life. means it's real life for us. So then it makes our practice very steady. It also helps us to become more attracted to Krishna when we chant and we do everything else. So yes, it's important to discuss philosophy. Loving chanting is enough. And if you chant lovingly, you can't hold yourself from speaking about philosophy connected to Krishna. Because he it's everywhere. You look in the sky and it's Krishna's hearing. You look in the sun and that's Krishna's eye. You move your hand and there is, you know, three volumes of the Bhagavatam in that one movement. So, if you already have the high level of prema, then you will discuss philosophy. And if you do not have high level of prema, it helps us to reach this high level of prema, proper discussion of philosophy. It's actually, Bhajan Prabhu once had a program talk called Speaking About Krishna Among Friends. So our problem with philosophy is that we take it as something official, formal. It's like a formal discussion. So our task is to translate this into real life, to translate this into something that's real right here. And then this philosophy also comes to life and it transforms our lives. So philosophy is no different from chanting Hare Krishna. There are two tracks. One is chanting Hare Krishna, the other is hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. To chant Hare Krishna, without offense, we read Srimad Bhagavatam. There is a famous quote from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who says, here in Bengal, everybody likes to sing Hare Krishna. But why don't they, for example, stop eating fish? For example. He gives several examples. He says, because we never worship Krishna alone. We worship Krishna and Radharani. Radha Krishna. We don't worship Krishna. We worship Radha Krishna. So he says, chanting is Krishna and Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Katha is his Svarupa Shakti, internal potency. Because Krishna is the name, also the Bhagavatam is the one big long name of Krishna, but Bhagavatam explains how to chant in such a way that we do not commit offenses and we worship Krishna with our chanting.
So how can we emphasize the importance of philosophy in the community without making it too formal? Because you said it's formal and official. How can we emphasize the importance in the community, not family and among close friends, but the community?
Be in ecstasy. learn. So find taste in this philosophy. Find something that you really like. And then share. If you have taste, they will say, oh my God, she has such a taste. Oh my God, she's finding such jewels there. I should also read. That's how it goes. Infect them. Become infected with taste and infect them with your taste. And then it spreads. In short. Yeah?
I remember that you surely know this verse from the fourth canto, the Chiva to Prachitas. How did it happen that you didn't tell it?
The second?
From the fourth canto, the Chiva to Prachitas. How did it happen that you didn't? How did it happen that you didn't tell it?
Well, I said the other one from the first canto, which is almost the same. It's just one word. One word is different, but it's the same verse about association with devotees. So in the fourth canto, Lord Shiva comes to give a nice philosophical talk to the ten prachetas, and he says that I love devotees of Krishna more than myself and my devotees. Lord Shiva says to ten prachetas. To the prachetas. Okay, so whatever blessings you may desire, you can. So now, what do we have? We have prayers and prasad and
program plus.
And then program. Okay, so we can do one secret process. Can you think of two, three blessings, two, three things you need in your life this year, in this year? You can say at least one fully spiritual, and if you need some spiritualizable thing, something that may not look spiritual but could be offered to Krishna. Yes? So if you could turn to a friend, if you can find some friendly face here, should not be difficult. And if you can share, just please take 1 minute each. So just if you can please get in pairs and share which blessing would be really, really good in your life this year. But, and make it as specific as possible. Yes, that, for example, that by September 27th, I chant at least three rounds during my japa, where my hand stands on end. Or, and at least three mantras where my voice is choking because of ecstasy in Krishna consciousness. Or you distribute this many books, or you accomplish this project for Krishna, something for Krishna, and something that's good, but as specific as possible, okay? Can you please just share something that you can share with a friend? Please, everybody, turn to a friendly neighbor. It's in general very sattvic and Vedic to have clear goals, blessings you require. Okay, so now this was the preliminary, very important preparation, but now the next one is even more important. So now we all turn to the Panchatattva. And we ask, dear Panchatattva, can you please give your kind mercy to all the devotees of Sri Nava Yoga Pit and all these blessings that devotees are looking for? So let's ask dear Sri Panchatattva that, and Gaur Nitai, that, and Sri Radha Madan Moha and Sri Prahlad Narasimha, that Guru Parampara, please bless all the devotees with all the spiritual and spiritualizable blessings. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.